Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
And a very warm welcome to Paul Kavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Deirdre, and good afternoon, listeners.
Now, you kind of frightened me when you sent me an email earlier and reminded me that it's 10 years now since we got that prolonged wet weather and the towns of Mallow and Fermoy got an awful soaking. And that kind of provides us with the backdrop to today's theme for Insurance Matters, Paul, doesn't it?
Well, it does really, because, I mean, it's stunned me as well to think that, I mean, 10 years ago, Fermoy, Mallow and Clonmel used to be on the 6-1 news any time we got inclement weather. And by pure coincidence, since I sent you the email, we've just got a high flood warning here in Cork City for Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday due to inclement weather. So floods have not gone away, but they seem to go off the political agenda somewhat. And as many listeners will know, they require flood insurance for various reasons, none more so than their mortgage, whether they're buying or selling a house, or even in their business, where they want to buy into a business or where they want to upgrade their business. And there has been some very bad stories in relation to this. And it's not just, I suppose I picked out Mallow, Fermoy and Clonmel, because those three towns, there's been over 100 million spent there, and of late there's been schemes in West Cork, in Skibbereen, County Kilty, Bandon, and there are schemes going to take place in Kerry as well. And as the Kerry listeners know and the Limerick listeners know, we have any companies seem to be afraid of those towns, and it raises huge problems.
Okay, so insurance companies, they will insure you, but they might not pay out. Is that it?
This is what we're discovering now. Like, is that to be honest? And I'm putting it straight forward here. You need to assume nothing. We always say that, and always get advice on the matter. But if you go into computer systems and online systems and even call centres, those insurance companies are only obliged to sell the product that they have, and they're not obliged to give you any choice. And if you don't ask the question, then they won't ask the question. So I'm saying to people, let the buyer beware. And that was never the case before, but that is the case now. Just make sure you have your flood insurance in place. And flood can be a lot of different things. It can be storm flood. It could be from the sea, blowing belly bunion, the seawater blowing in on top of your property. It could be anywhere. It could be coming down a hill, believe it or not. We've had several cases of that where there's been new estates and whatever, and new road diversions, and next thing all of a sudden you discover that the water's flowing into your house. So the water can come from anywhere, and it's probably the biggest problem we have with house insurance and property insurance, especially down here in the southwest.
It's the joys of being an island country, isn't it, Paul? And what you mentioned as well, just by way of background, is about the importance of telling the truth when you're filling in your insurance form or speaking to somebody, because it's telling what even you perceive as a little white lie could come back to bite you on the bum.
Yes, well, the insurance companies here have, they send out a loss adjuster, and the loss adjuster has access to a computer system that has every claim logged in it for the last 10 years. So if you have been unlucky enough to make a claim for water damage or flood damage or subsidence damage or anything like that to your property, and you have told a little white lie about it, it can come back to bite you. And they will refuse to pay, and nobody wants to be in that position, ever.
And what kind of things do people typically lie about that can end up causing problems down the line?
One of the ones that comes out an awful lot is A, their distance from water, and what that actually is. So we find people with streams, especially in the country areas, that there can be streams, there can be underground rivers, there can be lakes, And they can be the distance from any of them. So that's probably the most important one. Also, we had one there recently that was on the incline of a road, and it was about 10 feet under the road, and the water was just flowing down off the road. And, of course, the person said, well, yeah, I know, I told the county council about it, and they did nothing. And here I am now, flooded out as a result of all this.
Yeah, this is it, absolutely. So tell the truth to your insurance broker and your insurance company is the big lesson there.
I'm your insurance broker. I'm being totally anti-insurer today. I'm going, talk to your insurance broker. And as you know, when I'm on the programme, I do say your insurance broker. So there are many of them in County Kerry there listening, and in Limerick and over the border in Cork. So look, I'm not going against anyone like that, and I'm not pushing out the pram for McCarthy Insurance Group. I'm just saying, talk to somebody, get the advice, and don't assume anything. Please.
Exactly. And as you said already, we're on the southwest coast here, and we have had flooding problems before. And Tralee had terrible flooding problems as recently as back in the 80s and 90s, Paul. But I would imagine that probably has come against some properties and businesses in Tralee trying to get insurance.
It has indeed. And believe it or not, like I always say, we never think about flood until the next flood comes along. And so, like, we weren't thinking when I sent you the information there on Thursday, what I wanted to talk about on flooding, just to remind people. And here we are. Cork City is now looking at a major flood alert for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I didn't foresee that, and you couldn't have foreseen it. So it does happen, and because we're on the southwest coast, we get serious tidal surges, which can cause rivers to back up. The water is flowing down. If you get a combination of the east wind and all the rain coming down the mountains at us, and remember, like, the River Blackwater starts out back in Kerry, so it's gathering the whole way along as it comes down through Ratmore, down in through Mallow, Killavullen, and Ballyhooly, and then eventually into Fermoy. It's a long way from the sea.
It is, absolutely. Paul, we'll take a quick break. We have some interesting questions that have come in for you. And just to remind listeners, Paul will be here for another while to answer any queries you might have for him, be it about car insurance, business insurance, house insurance, whatever. You can text your question through to 083 300 3300, or indeed you can phone it through to Mary on reception today on 066 712 3666. More insurance matters after these.
Insurance matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group, keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, Paul, we've got some great questions for you if you're ready to answer them.
And yes, absolutely.
We'll start with this one from a Tralee lady, and she says she has, if you have a residential property that you had a claim on and a second property insured with a different insurance company, do you need to make them aware of the claim you had on the first property? They're two completely different addresses, and will my no claims bonus on both properties be affected? Does that make
Brilliant
sense to you?
It makes absolute sense, and the answer is emphatically yes. It doesn't affect the no claims bonus if there is one on the second property, but it is a claim that you have made under your property insurance. So the answer is yes.
Even if it's a different property and a different company?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's a different property, and we would insure a number of people with several different properties, and if they have a claim on one, they must declare it. Now, in a number of instances, it makes no difference whatsoever, but you must declare it.
Even if it's with a different insurance company?
Even if it's with a different insurance company, and that's a myth that people think that they don't. As I said earlier, with the loss adjuster, he has access to the claims database for all insurers.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So he can see exactly what the situation is.
Another great question. A caller is wondering about house insurance, and they're saying, if a house is insured for 400 grand approximately, and let's just say a fire completely destroys the house. In the aftermath, if you decide to build a smaller house at a lesser cost than the insured amount, can you reclaim the balance in cash?
Roundabout way of answering the question, the answer is yes. if you insure the house for 400,000 and it's burned to the ground, you know, that's probably the best case scenario, because then you are entitled to the money. It doesn't have to be reinstated, and you can reinstate it. It could cost you 600,000 to reinstate it. But if you decide to go for a lesser house, obviously planning permissions and all that have to be got. But yes, that then the person could hold on to the money that they got. But the reverse is true also.
Okay.
Which means that if it was going to cost 600,000 to rebuild, they might be they're only getting 400,000.
Okay, I've got you. Right.
And that's only in a total burnout situation we've gone through before, which is in the vast majority of cases are partial burnouts, whereby then your sums insured make all the difference, and to make sure that you have your sums insured up to date. Otherwise, your claim will be reduced by the amount of underinsurance that you have.
Okay, moving on to another question. They seem to be all about home insurance this week, Paul. Texter says, we have a house for the last 20 years and all along we couldn't afford to insure it. Can we start insuring it now?
Would you believe with difficulty?
Oh.
I'm sure, yeah. No, that's it. The way the insurance companies look at that is, what were you doing all along? That's the way they react to that. Now, we will find someone for that caller, but it will be with difficulty. That's my answer to that.
Okay, and
if you put that in now into your computer system, and the answer is no.
Okay, but there is a way to get it.
There is a way to get it, and we would have to put a reasons why forward that the person couldn't afford it, couldn't think about it, didn't really think they'd need it. But then they might ask us, why do they think they need it now? They may need it for a mortgage now or a loan.
Exactly, yeah. And so there is a way around it, but I presume it would be a lot more expensive than it should be.
It would be an awful lot more expensive than your normal. Put it into the system and out comes the court.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned as well there in my email to you that only about 50% of us fall into the category of the perfect risk. And the insurance companies only want the perfect risk, okay?
Mm.
The vast majority of insurance companies, that's all they want is the perfect risk. Only about 50% of it fall into that category. It's the same for motor insurance, believe it or not. And what we find then is that the other 50% are in difficulty. For some reason or another, they haven't insured, like this person hasn't, or they need it and they're in a flood area, or they've subsidence, or they've had some problem along the line with their motor, with their NCT, with their tax, with their license, whatever it may be. Penalty points, and that's where all the difficulties arise, and you know, that's where your broker comes in to be able to talk to someone and have a conversation and say, look, can you help me here?
Mark was in touch, and I think this is more a comment than a question for you, but I'm sure you'll have your own thoughts on this, Paul. Mark says, in relation to renewing house insurance, we recently renewed our house insurance. One thing that surprised us was that the person who dealt with us never mentioned that we should increase the value of our house based on the fact the materials have gone up by at least 20 to 25% over the last year. People would be very badly left short if their house got burnt down or badly damaged. That just came in from Mark Busher. That's what you've been saying all along, Paul.
That's what I've been saying all along. And, we have it on all our renewal notices now. I hope it's not a trick question. He's going to come back and say that was McCarthy's intrally or something to me, but we have it on all our renewal notices, and in fairness, we've gone out of our way to try and get this message out there to people, and it is important that they get this done.
A listener in my van, her name is Anne, says she's wondering how to put a price on a house for insurance purposes. She says she put 175,000 on her form, but then she got a letter back saying, check the value of the house. What should I do, she asks.
Whew, right, okay, here we go again. My first advice on that is obviously to get advice, get professional advice on it. Have you a local valuer, even maybe a local builder friend who would be able to put an idea of what it would cost? And in an awful lot of situations, especially down in the southwest in rural Ireland, a lot of people have built their own houses. But remember, if it burns down or there's a partial burning, you'll want it rebuilt as quickly as possible, so you won't be doing it yourself, really. You have to try and get a builder. B, the costs, and I think I sent you that as well, 10 out of the last 12 months there's been...
Oh, you're gone, Paul. Are you there? Sorry, you were saying 10. You dropped for a second.
I turned to my computer. Apologies. 10 out of every of the last 12 months, there's been increases in the cost of building materials.
Yeah, that's...
So get a bit of advice in it. A friendly builder, local valuer. If you want to do it yourself, SCSI, that's the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, SCSI.ie. They give you an idea how to do it, how to measure the house, and then how to make to put some type of evaluation on it. And I would always say, go higher rather than lower, please.
Exactly. That's good advice. We'll finish with one on car insurance, Paul, because we've been talking so much about house insurance. Texter says, I just got my renewal from my car and it had gone up €150. Why is that? I thought with claims going down that insurance premiums would be down as well.
Well, Con McCarthy in Listowel will kill me for saying this again today. Shop around, please go and get other quotations. Talk if you've got that from your broker, talk to the broker in question and say, what's going on here, please? Is there a reason for this? Is it the age of the car, or is it my age? What is it? And have you an alternative? Because brokers have up to 17 different alternatives, and it could be that by changing that, we try and do all that work before it goes out to the client in the first instance, so we don't have this type of a backlash, but others don't. And if you're direct with one insurance company, they're only giving you one price and not 17.
Actually, Paul, we've just got a late question, but it's a good one, so I might squeeze that in if you've time. Is that okay? It's from Mick. He says, if you have a house where you live, which you live in, and you rent spare rooms under the rent-a-room scheme, do you need to tell your insurance company?
Absolutely, yes. And you will find that some insurers don't like it and won't do it. But we do have answers in McCarthy's, and some of the brokers have answers as well for that. You can let up to 2 rooms. Okay, no, you can't let them out to 20 people in each room either. So each individual circumstances is different. But yes, you do, because you're bringing outsiders, third parties, we'll call them, into your house if they fall down the stairs. If they burn themselves with a scalding kettle, if they burn themselves at the fireplace or set the house on fire, and your insurance company doesn't know about it, that won't be good for you.
Absolutely.
I can guarantee it. So
yeah.
Just say it. Get it out and get it done. There's, in fairness, we're helping people to do this because we need to find rooms and houses and accommodation for people, and people are thinking about this. And we are there to help you to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Properly.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Protect yourself.
And it comes back to telling the truth again, which was the theme running through this afternoon slot. Paul, we better let you go, but just to remind people again, you're all over Kerry, you're in Cork, you're in Limerick as well. There's a McCarthy Insurance Group office somewhere near you.
Absolutely. And our free phone number is 1-800-50-1111. So you can ring that, and the girl on the switch there in Cork will take your name, address and telephone number, and we will get one of the offices to ring you back. Call into one of our offices, go online, and you can send us a message online. So there's no excuse. Get in contact.
Paul, informative as always. Great to chat to you. We'll chat again next month.
Thank you.